What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
I think we have a lot of quotables today.
Hit me.
They're not necessarily skin related. We're going to be talking a lot about skin and skincare today.
I tried to look up skin quotes and I just got a bunch of Hannibal Lecter
quotes. Beauty is within, right?
Yes. Okay, I've got a couple. These are from The Artist's Way, which we've referenced a bunch on this podcast. I'm rereading it right now and I love it. I'm working on doing some more affirmations with myself, and I've got a couple good affirmation quotes. So one of them says, affirmations are like prescriptions for certain aspects of yourself you want to change.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
From Jerry Frankhauser. Thanks, Jer.
Good job, Jer Bear.
And then this other one is, an affirmation is a strong positive statement that something is already so. That's from Shakti Gawain.
Ooh.
And I just love that. Nice. I love affirmations. Yeah. I get into them and then I stop and then I just
good. Oh, I was listening to a podcast recently and I'm again so bad at giving credit. But I've been listening to The Minimalist, Rich Roll, Don't Keep Your Day Job, and Profit Boss. So it's one of those four.
Wow, you are in it.
I'm really in it, and those are my go-to every week. Somebody on one of the podcasts recently was talking about how we are designed as human beings to find the negative about mm-hmm. every situation in order to survive. It's a survival thing. So you have to find what's wrong so you can prevent anything from happening to you. So I thought that was so interesting that that's how our brain works.
Mm-hmm.
And we are constantly trying to combat this thing that's just innate within us.
Oh, yeah.
So just when you're going to negative places, just remind yourself it's okay. It's kind of that's how we're all wired, but you can just combat it with certain, you know, changing everything into a positive. But I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why do we, because like, God, I feel like I'm so grateful for my life. Why do I always, those shitty thoughts creep in no matter how great things are going.
Yeah.
And when I heard that coming from like a scientific perspective, I was like, oh, fuck, that's really interesting. And it makes me feel a lot better that there's like nothing wrong with me for not being grateful 24/7. It's like a survival instinct to look for the
pessimist. I'm a survivor.
That's right.
I'm Destiny's Child up in this bitch. All right. I need this.
Yeah. I don't know. That reminded me though. The affirmation quotes kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to hear. That's comforting.
Yeah.
Did you have some
really
quotes, Tay?
I wish I could get into affirmations. I feel like I've never been able to. The closest I get to an affirmation is like during a panic attack, just being like, you're okay.
Like, is that an affirmation?
I've never been somebody who just wakes up and is like, you are powerful. Like, I can't, I don't know.
You
why.
Have to practice it though. That's I the know. Whole thing. That's what it talks about in Artist's Way, that it's like, they sound so like syrupy and gross because it's not a natural thing to be like, I am a star. Because especially in comedy, because people are like, boo, like all comedians are like told that you need to basically be like shitty to yourself and never like pump yourself up. Right. But affirmations are really, you're supposed to say those things and it feels weird. But she says, if we can be even 1/10 as good at positive self-talk as we already are at negative self-talk, we will see a huge change. And I think that's so true. It's kind of like you said, the survival thing.
Absolutely. So. You're only saying it to yourself. It's not like you're walking around going, I'm a star, which some people do.
Yeah, Kanye. Yeah. Just don't be Kanye.
Well, I mean, comedians. Kanye's earned it a little. But, I mean, people who are doing open mics going, I just walk in every room like I'm a star. We're at a coffee shop / cat cafe. But you walk around like you're shining.
I did that show with you.
I know that wasn't even an open mic. That was a fun show. It was just the funniest example.
It was
such a funny
spot.
It's hard to be a star with Kat.
I've been doing a little bit of a. I was going to say confirmation. I've become a priest. No, I've been doing some affirmation type things in the morning where I have listed out like what I'm grateful for, and I'll just read those
that's
list.
That's great.
And then I have one that's like for money and income right now. That's just like, you know, I deserve money. I'll do great things with money, all that kind of stuff.
I'm a money magnet.
Yeah, that kind of shit. Because I still have a really hard time just like charging for my time and what I'm worth and stuff. And I'm having that's really coming up big time with Dicks by Delaney. So I have like the personal ones and the money kind of like mantras just to like start my day.
Me too.
Bright and shiny.
Yeah.
You say them out loud?
Sometimes I say them out loud and sometimes I don't. Depends if Cam's right next to me.
Same. 100%. Sometimes I'll go on walks and I'll like kind of like say them under my breath to myself, which Tony Robbins tells you not to do because he's like, that's not an affirmation. You got to say it out loud every day and every way. I feel better and better. Yes. That's what he tells you to say. And I'm like, near so many people. I absolutely will not be saying that out loud like that. But like,
Tony Robbins is also like, break up with your boyfriend in front of everybody.
Buy a baby trampoline. Yeah. Exactly. I say them out loud if I'm on a walk and nobody's around, but I just say them like to myself quietly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be shouting it off the top of a mountain. It
depends how confident I'm feeling in the
morning. I'm a star.
You know?
I'm a star.
I'm doing really well.
I'm a star.
Oh, by the way, this episode will not have a video. So
again, part two. Sorry, guys.
Up. We're working around the studio schedule and our schedules. So
it's a lot.
Just a heads up. It'll still be on YouTube for audio, but
yeah. Did you have more quotes, Taylor?
I do, but they weren't as good as yours.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
This is one I found. It says, often people who criticize your life are usually the same people that don't know the price you paid to get where you are today. That's by Shannon L. Alder.
Oh, I like that.
That's really good.
Yeah. So if people are judging you, you just got to remind yourself, look, they don't know who I am or what I've been through.
Yeah.
Usually people who are being judgmental of you don't know you that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I took away from that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Ooh, you know what quote's been really lighting me up recently?
What, babe? You tell us.
Okay, so I'm following all those like entrepreneurial Instagram accounts right now, and they never have like who the quote's from. It's just like they attribute it to like whatever their account is. So it's one of those founder type of things. But it's something that says like, live the way that other people won't, so you can live the way that most people can't.
Ooh.
Basically, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot in the beginning till you get to where you want to be.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
It's been attributed to a couple different people. So please write in if you know who this is from. It's something like, live the way that most people won't, so you can eventually live the way that most people can't.
Mm.
And to me, that's like, As artists, entertainers, when you're following your passion, you're making so many sacrifices. You're missing family and friend type of events. You're traveling all the time. You're working instead of hanging out.
Lack of stability.
You're broke for a lot of it in the beginning. And then eventually, you know, you keep chipping away. You get there. Money starts coming in, all that kind of stuff. And you've succeeded in something that you really love doing. But it's a lot. takes a lot to get there.
I love that quote.
But eventually you do. And it's like, if you make the sacrifices, eventually you will be able to do things that other people can't do just because they weren't willing to. Yeah. To make those sacrifices. That's been really fucking lighting me up.
I feel like we started this just like three life coaches. Like, you guys are welcome. I really think that we are just
you've gotten your money
doing
worth.
It.
What's it been? 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Get out there, champions.
Do you guys have some other things, like some good shits or some treat yourselves or some defucks?
I got all the things.
You want to share?
Sure.
Go
I got a couple things. I got like a sad shit that's happening.
Well,
in the past 6 months, I've had to put three of my childhood dogs down. So that's been really sad.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. My little dog Hercules on my dad's side, and then our other dog Maggie, and now on my mom's side, my little dog George. But it's just it's all at once, it feels like. So it just keeps. So that's kind of sad. So last night I filled out an application to rescue an English bulldog.
Oh my god.
Shit into good shit.
It
made me realize how much I love animals and how I really want one in my home. And so Cam and I are applying for the SoCal Bulldog Rescue. And so, in the next few months, we're looking to adopt. So I filled out a bunch of info, and then they come out for like a house visit eventually. And then they invite you to one of their events so you can meet all the dogs
That's
and
so
stuff.
Awesome.
I'm saying this as I'm petting Kelsey's cat, Mia, who is laying on top of me. I'm just so happy. Like, just being around an animal just melts away my anxiety just instantly.
Yeah. Well, there's
amazing.
I think I've told you guys there's all those scientific studies that show that like it actually lowers like your heart rate, your blood pressure, all that to have like a purring cat sitting on your lap.
Yeah. You know? You just have to be present. It forces you to be present and just like stop thinking about whatever kind of shit you're spiraling in your head.
Yeah.
So
that's what I feel like a baby will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
That was a joke, you guys. If everyone at
is
home
it
is
going,
yeah, all right.
Is
Not
it though?
For Taylor. I mean, I have a bunch of other stuff, but why don't you guys get into your things?
I have a treat. I have a treat yourself. So this weekend I had to go to New York for a corporate show, which ended up not being too bad, but it was very strange. It was for like a vitamin company.
Hmm.
For like 30 people up in this like suite.
Of really? Just,
like, did you see it on my Instagram?
No.
The view? Oh my gosh, you guys. It was like just all the walls were windows.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of Manhattan. It was in Madison
so cool.
Square Park Tower.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
cool.
Was it fun?
It was, you know, they were all right, but I was dreading it for like weeks. But if you look, so that's the room. It was we performed over there, and then that's Erica who opened for
me.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Beautiful.
That's really cool. It was gorgeous. Yeah, I got up. I was like, I have literally never felt poorer. the last time I saw this kind of view, I had scored a window seat on a Southwest flight. So I think we know where we stand here. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I had Erica Spera, a very funny New York comic, come do like 10 minutes in front of me.
Yeah.
And like, you know, paid her just on my own because I was like, please, it'll make it so much better
nice.
If someone's like. So I treated myself in that way by asking someone to open. And then also I got in, so I took a red eye. I know, but I had no choice this time, you guys. I had to because I had a different corporate gig in the afternoon on Friday, so I had to leave at night.
Holy moly.
But I got in at like 6 a.m. on Saturday, slept for a few hours. And then I went and saw Mike Birbiglia's show.
I've heard it's amazing.
It's so good. It's really good. And it's all about him having his daughter and like that he had not wanted kids. Then they decided to have one. And it's so good. I'm so glad I went.
Does he enjoy it? Or was he like, nah, should have stuck to my guns?
Yeah. It was interesting. It was like a mixture of the two where he was like, I was right about all the stuff that's really hard about this. Like I heard him talking about it. In an interview somewhere where he was like, basically the first part of the show is about how I never wanted kids. And then it's the second half is about how I was right about how hard it is.
Wow.
But, you know, eventually it is like, of course he loves his daughter. But yeah. it was really, really joke dense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it doesn't feel like a stand-up show. It's an hour and a half of just him. Like, just, it has all the punchiness of a stand-up set, but it's still, like, a very, like, poignant, like, one-man show. So I was really glad that I did that. But it was weird to go watch somebody's, like, very personal, artistic, hour-and-a-half theater show and then go walk, like, you know, 40 minutes to a corporate gig where they're just like, don't use any vulgar language, and if you could work in some vitamin stuff. And you're just like, all right, I'm not that yet, so we're gonna keep dancing.
Wow. Oh geez. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, good for you, man. That's cool.
I was glad I did it, because usually I'm just like, oh, I'm too tired to do anything, especially after a red eye, I'm not going to. And then this week I was just like, you know what, you gotta do some stuff that makes it feel like it was worth going.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just for work.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. So. You're playing a little bit in between the work.
I'm trying.
Filling the well.
Yeah.
Yes,
as they say
the well.
In the artist's
Absolutely.
Way.
Yeah.
What That's about you, awesome. Tell us?
What's going on with you?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I had a good shit happen last night. I've talked about it before on the podcast that I went to like the IMATS, the big like makeup convention in town a few months ago, and I got to meet some of my like all-time favorite YouTube beauty gurus. And one of them, after I went there, ended up following me on Instagram, and we've kind of like, we'll interact a little bit on Instagram here and there, and I just adore her. I think her videos are awesome, and she just is like so sweet and beautiful, and I've learned a ton from her, which is cool. And then she messaged me last night and was like, hey, like, I'm doing this new video where I'm asking a few people what their makeup routine is, and then I'm gonna do it on video, and I'm gonna like feature a clip of you like talking about your makeup routine and like any tips you have for me. And I was just like, oh my god. It's just amazing. Like,
that's so cool.
It just was like, I mean, I tried to like play it all cool. I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds awesome. Inside, I'm like fucking dancing around the kitchen. Like, oh my god, this is so neat. I mean, she has like almost 500,000 subscribers. Like, she's a big deal, and
I'm one of the people that you like cried after meeting, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Aww. Like, it's just so weird. I don't know. Like I've said, I watched these videos all the time. They feel like people I know. It's a little bit like what sometimes our listeners say about us, where they hear us having these conversations every week and they feel like they get to know us. I feel that way about these YouTube beauty people. Yeah. So to have even formed this sort of like internet friendship with this girl, and now for her to reach out, and like, I just feel so honored, because like, I love makeup so much, but I kind of work in a business where like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I've gotten to a point where I barely wear makeup on stage now, because I'm just like, there's no point. Like, it's just about the jokes. It doesn't matter if I like look nice or not. But I still love makeup, and I'm very passionate about it always. And it's just really cool to like have somebody that I admire reach out and want me to be a part of something like that.
So cool.
And it's just crazy.
Yay.
I'm just so happy. So
Dude,
anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm just excited. That's if you follow me on Instagram, I will definitely be posting about it when it goes up. But I just think it's so cool.
That's
I just really love her.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's my getcha.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Shall we get into the meat?
Yeah. Let's Should I pull up? I have some statistics on just skin issues if you guys want me to list a couple things like that. So acne is the most common skin condition in the United States, affecting up to 50 million Americans annually. Acne usually, total bummer.
Man.
Yeah. We're talking all about skin stuff this week. We're going to get into our like personal experiences with it, which is mostly like acne and stuff like that. But yeah, so acne usually begins in puberty and affects many adolescents and young adults. Approximately 85% of people between the ages of 12 and 24 experience at least minor acne. And then just some of the statistics about other skin conditions out there. Atopic dermatitis, 1 in 10 people will develop atopic dermatitis during their lifetime. It affects up to 25% of children and 2 to 3% of adults. I've had a lot of dermatitis issues in my day.
What is dermatitis?
It's basically, dermatologists have described it as basically if your skin comes into contact with something that it gets inflamed. I don't know if like all those like raised red bumps that you see sometimes, either if you've ever had it or somebody else has had it. For me, it really acts up when I come into contact with some kind of detergent that doesn't sit well with me. I have a lot of like skin reactions if I like lay on somebody's pillow and there was like a weird perfume on it or something. My skin is really sensitive when it comes into contact with stuff.
I'm like that in hotel rooms. Obviously I bring my own pillowcase now, but I mean, even if like, if I sleep in shorts in a hotel bed, I'll get like itchy little bumps. And there's they're nice hotels. It's not like I have bed bugs.
Cause they're using like bleach and you know, whatever else.
I get weird. Yeah. I just get weird, like little red bumps and rashes that go away pretty quickly. But yeah, like I've gotten on my collarbone before. And it's weird.
I think that's technically dermatitis. Yeah. And then psoriasis, approximately 7.5 million people in the US have psoriasis. Rosacea, a common skin disease that affects 16 million Americans. And then skin cancer, the most common cancer in the U.S. It's estimated that more than 9,500 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with skin cancer every day.
Jeez.
My
gosh. Crazy. So, that wasn't scary enough.
Yeah, a lot of skin stuff out there. It's really important. I think our skin is an organ that we often don't take as much care of as other organs. And I think it's really, really important. Wear your sunscreen. You know, be responsible, all that stuff. Do you guys want to kind of dive into some of your personal experiences?
I mean, I feel like acne is probably going to be the biggest thing. I do have keratosis.
Yes, me too.
You have keratosis too, yeah. Which, do you have it everywhere?
I just have it on the back of my arms.
Okay, that's not, that's not too, I have it all over my arms and all over my legs.
You do, on your legs? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll get it on the back of my legs, but it's not as prominent. And if anybody doesn't know, keratosis pilaris is basically like a buildup of keratin, right, in your system. And the way that it
kind like
of
clogs your, what I've read is that it clogs your hair follicles.
Okay,
Or in your pores and hair follicles, the protein keratin does. And my doctor growing up had it, and I would come in, you know, every year and just be like, is there anything we can do for this? And she's like, when they tell me, I'll tell you. Like, it's because it's just so frustrating. Like, you can exfoliate and you can do certain things, but it just doesn't ever really go away.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
mine goes up and down. Sometimes it's really smooth and I feel like it's not a problem, and sometimes it's really exacerbated. I don't know.
Has it just been acne for you, Cal, skin wise? Have you had any other issues?
Well, the candida, which we've talked about on here, which is different than acne, but it's like, you know, behaves in similar ways. I have pictures of me when I was in like, honestly, like fifth grade, like fourth or fifth grade, and my skin is broken out. Like it started so young for me. And it's kind of like the chicken or the egg dance where obviously I talk about the makeup stuff where I've been into that for a very long time. And I think, do you guys remember like seeing Noxzema pads and Oxy pads? And they really pushed those in commercials and stuff growing up. And I was like, oh, well, this is part of me growing up is that I use these things now, but I don't know that I actually needed them. And I think I almost maybe started triggering breakouts at a young age just because I was fucking with my little baby skin and I didn't need to be which I'm like, god damn it, Kelsey, like what were you thinking? But I have struggled with acne for so many years, was in and out of the dermatologist's office all growing up, tried different gel, tried the minocycline pills, tried doxycycline pills, tried Nature's Cure, what's that other one?
Benzoyl peroxide or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a prescription. Basically, I've tried like every topical prescription
right.
that you can for acne, and it got to the point where he's like, okay, you can either get on birth control or you can do Accutane.
Right.
And that was like, those were my last two options. And I knew that Accutane was such a serious thing, and it kind of freaked me out. So then I got on birth control, and that was the major thing that had helped with my hormonal acne. Now I've been off the pill for almost 2 months, and knock on wood, like, things seem to be okay.
Yeah.
Still, the Candida cleanse is something that I have now stuck with for over 4 years, which I never thought I would actually be able to maintain that, but it did make such a huge difference in my skin that I stuck with it. So if you think you might have Candida, just there, we could do a whole episode on Candida, but like, if you have little bumps all over your skin, all over your face, it's very possible you have Candida in that. And if you do, you have to like cut out anything that's feeding it. So all fermented food, yeast, sugar, cheese, stuff like that. There was a YouTuber that I was watching for a while who always had beautiful skin, and then she started to drink a bunch of kombucha. Mm. And kombucha is all fermented, and her skin went crazy. And it's interesting because with the YouTube beauty people, you know, you're watching them up close every week.
Yeah.
And I remember watching her skin go from just being like glass, like perfect, to just bumps all over her face.
Wow.
And she couldn't figure out what was going on. And that's the frustrating thing with skin is like, you know, it's almost 2019. How we haven't developed a device where it's like a phone that you can just hook up to, like, tell me what's going on. Why did you break out just now? Is it a product I use? Is it something I ate? Was it something I laid on? It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
But she was going through that and then finally realized that it was Candida and it was the kombucha that was just making everything go crazy.
Dude. Oh, man.
And just to clarify, so when you did the Candida cleanse, it was 3 months.
They tell you 3 months, but they also told me that there was a chance I would have to just stay off of it for good, because you can kind of like slowly integrate some things back, but for some people it's just like it comes right back.
Yeah.
And that was it.
What,
for
they just
me.
Never eat sugar, not even fruit again?
I think you can do fruit. Sugar was never really the problem with me. When the esthetician looked at she looked at the back of my arms and there weren't any bumps there. And she was like, okay, so sugar is not going to be so much a problem for you, but it was all over my face. And if you guys would like for us to get an esthetician on the podcast, I would be super into that. I know one who's the one who,
let's do it.
Diagnosed the Candida for me. And she's great. Like a very like fancy, famous Beverly Hills. Like she's like Jennifer Garner's esthetician.
Cool.
So I don't know how easy it will be to get her on the podcast, but if we could, God, I would love her.
That would be like amazing. That.
Yeah. It's Nerida Joy, Nerida Joy. And she has a YouTube channel, which, I highly recommend checking out, because she does videos of her giving clients facials and she talks about like what's wrong with their skin and what they can do differently. So it's kind of like almost having a free consultation via other people, I suppose.
Cool.
I now am in a place where, like we've said, honey is this huge game changer for... Yeah. Sorry, did Mia lick the back of your head?
Yeah, she's just eating my hair.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
She's I was like, what's happening?
She's creepy like that.
The kitty was licking my head. Honey.
Honey, continues to be something I like cannot believe has worked so well for all of us.
Yeah.
But it has changed my skin dramatically. It is antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and has antioxidants in it, and is naturally moisturizing.
Yeah.
So many amazing properties. And also it's kind of the idea of like, not only are you using that, but you're not washing with something that has 52 ingredients.
Exactly. Right. All the chemicals and bullshit that who knows what's in there.
Yeah. Before I started doing the honey thing, which I had to wait until everybody tried it before me, because I was a real doubter.
Yeah.
Like, we get so many people when we post about it going, does this really work?
I know.
Or they go, how do you wash your face with honey? I'm like, Bitch, how do you wash your face with anything?
Yeah, I have the organic raw honey from Trader Joe's, which it feels like a little bit exfoliating, so that's pretty great. And then I use this toner called Thayer's that I got on Amazon. It's a mix of witch hazel, rose water, and aloe. And that's my skincare right now. And then a little bit of argan oil. Mm-hmm. That was Kelsey's recommendation on just like the rougher patches on my skin. If I put it all over my skin, it tends to get a little broken out, so I just kind of put it on like something that feels really dry. But other than that, I just kind of let my natural oils do its thing. I feel like my skin looks the best. I'm so oily that if I put oil on top of oil, I think it's just too much, so I just kind of let my natural oil kind of do whatever it's got to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now.
That's so hard because everybody's different. But before we started doing the honey thing, I talked about it. I was using Exuviance.
Yeah.
That line, which you can get at Ulta. But like, yeah, like I looked up the ingredients for what I was using, and it's like water, cocamidopropyl, betaine, sodium laureth, sulfate, like just a bunch of stuff I cannot even pronounce.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to like, you look on the back of the honey bottle and it's like raw honey, period.
Yes.
And there's something so comforting about that. Yeah. So I've been doing this. I've been doing that. Witch hazel afterward for toner. Argan oil, which I use on my whole face.
Yeah.
And because I really resisted. I didn't use like any moisturizer for a long time because I was like, I'm oily.
Oh, you girls this are killing me.
I know. Well, I didn't
just
start
shed
until
one
like,
tear for that situation.
Probably like a couple years ago that I started putting lotion on my face, because before that, and it was a real light lotion.
Yeah.
And it was the Exuviance one. And it wasn't even really working that well.
Yeah.
Because I think I have combination skin, is the technical term?
Yes.
Where, you know, little pieces get real dry and little pieces get real oily. But once I read that, you know, if you don't moisturize properly, your skin just overproduces oils that clog your skin, I was like, oh, okay, so you got to do that. So I've been doing that. You've only been washing your face once a day, Delaney?
Yes, I only wash it in the evening. Right before bed, and then I don't wash it in the morning.
What about you, Kels? Do you do twice a day?
I do twice a day. I mean, at night, obviously, if you wear makeup during the day, it's a whole bigger process where you have to use makeup remover, and it's more of a deep clean to get all that makeup off. In the morning, I can get away with like maybe a little bit smaller amount of honey, but for me, it's still like there are enough products on my face overnight, and I'm sleeping on a pillowcase that, you know, gets washed every however many days, maybe twice a week, but it's still like I feel like I need to get some stuff off.
Totally.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes I'll just put water on it, like in the morning I might just like throw some water on my face, pat it on a towel. But I noticed that if I wash my face consistently twice a day, it gets really dry and broken out. So I cut back to once a day several months ago, and I'm like, oh, this is really helpful.
Feels better.
Yeah. So I have also combination skin. My skin history is yikes, outrageous. I started getting acne at 10 years old.
Oh my God.
Fourth
grade.
Yeah.
It started getting really bad in sixth and seventh grade, begging my mom for years to let me go on Accutane, that wonderful pill. But she was really scared for obvious reasons. There was so much stuff coming out about it with like teen suicide and just like all this stuff. So for years, we had to try everything else. So I did like Accutane was my last resort. I did all the topicals, the antibiotics, some other types of pills. I tried Proactive and all those washes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
me too.
Quick Band-Aid.
Oh my God.
It helps for about 3 weeks and then it stops working, all this stuff. And so finally, when I was, almost going into eighth grade, Accutane was the only thing that we hadn't tried. And I just begged her. Like, I'm like, look, I would rather put up with any problem that comes out of this than live my life like this every day.
Yeah.
I was so depressed. It was awful. And I'm like, I will deal with any kind of depression. I will deal with any kind of internal problem I end up having. I would just rather not have acne every day. Yeah. And so I think they knew I was really, really like upset. And so I went on it at, eighth grade, something like that. For about 6 months, you got to go in every month to get your blood work done. You're like pretty heavily monitored and all that stuff. I developed what is called exercise-induced asthma when I was on Accutane at 15.
No way.
So And it was because of Accutane. It dries out your whole system completely. It is serious business, people. So if you are considering it, it should be a last resort. So I played sports, you know, my whole life, and noticed that I couldn't run down like the basketball court without getting completely winded, like I was going to pass out.
Oh my god!
I stopped being able to run as fast. Like, I don't think oxygen was like properly flowing to my whole body, so I couldn't run very well. So yeah, it definitely affected sports and everything like that. I got an inhaler for a while. Wow. And
okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And at first, we didn't really know if it was connected to Accutane and everything. And we thought, maybe I just have this thing now. And of course, right when I stopped taking Accutane, my exercise-induced asthma completely disappeared. So that's something that's you got to be careful. But I was like, fucking, I'll take asthma over acne any day. Once I realized that's what happened, I'm like, yeah, a little scary. Wouldn't have been exercising if I knew that was what was going on. But I had an inhaler for about 6 months. Cleared my skin for a decade. 10 years, I had perfectly clear skin. I did have a lot of digestive problems when I was 15, which a lot of people think is linked to Accutane as well. Ended up being homeschooled in high school. Again, we don't know if Accutane was the exacerbant or whatever, if that instigated it. I think it was actually stress and anxiety related. Because we've talked about getting diagnosed with IBS and stuff like that. I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome at 15. But I really think it was not, I really don't think it was Accutane now that I'm older. Because I think that's something I would have always dealt with if it was something that was because of that medication. I don't have it anymore. I don't have those digestive issues anymore. And then when I was about 25, I started breaking out really badly again. And it was after using antibiotics to clear up my first ever UTI that I had. I went on antibiotics to clear that up, and I stopped eating vegan all in the same week. I went on antibiotics and I stopped eating a vegan diet, and for about a year could not get my skin under control. And I think that's what started it again, is that antibiotics, not great for your skin, especially candida stuff.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, I started eating sugar, cheeses, all this stuff again. Took a very long time. I went through like this whole thing again as an adult, where I'm like, okay, I'm going to try everything again. Tried everything. Nothing was working. Went back on Accutane as like my last resort. So I went on a second round of Accutane for 6 months when I was 25, 26, cleared it up fine. And then, kind of like 4 or 5 months after, there was a few weeks where I was breaking out again, and I'm like, oh no, what's happening? And that's when Kelsey had been telling me to go on the Candida diet. And I'm like, I know this has probably been the problem the whole time, but I'm an asshole who just wants an easy fix with a pill. And then I went on that, like, I was a really strict Candida diet for like 10 or 11 days, completely cleared up my skin. It's completely.
Kelsey does 3 months. And Delaney's like 12 days.
No, I've been doing for 4 years now. Over 4 years, I've been on it, basically. And you are like, yeah, I did it in 11 days. I'm like, fucking bitch.
It was so crazy. So by day 11, I was like, wow, this, I wonder if I got to keep this forever or if I'm going to test a little bit. So I ate a piece of chocolate cake and then I started doing other things. And it wasn't going back to how bad it was. I would break out a little bit here and there, but it, I think I'm over that hump of like all the bumps everywhere again. Mm-hmm. So I think that even just if you can't do 3 months, if you can just do a couple weeks of, I think it can at least kill off a lot of the candida, maybe yep. get you back to a more normal level. And then, you know, but yeah, so now I'm just like, I have like normal breakouts, like a normal person.
Okay.
Well, and again, I've said it like 3 times already, I'm sure, but everybody's so different.
Yes.
And everybody reacts to things so differently. Like if I eat like processed sugar now, like I break out pretty much immediately.
Mm.
So it's like, it's not really worth it to me anymore. Like I made a pumpkin spice cake last week with like vanilla frosting and it only had stevia in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this reminds us of cake, right? Like, right. I'm like, hey, I won't break out. Like, once I cut out...
what about, like, coconut sugar and
dairy,
stuff?
Dairy. I think it's still... It's better for you, but it's still, like, sugar.
Yeah.
So I just try not to... I try not to do any of that. Because they had, like... In the recipe, they were like, you can use this as a sweetener. And it was something I didn't recognize. It's like an alternative sugar alcohol. And so I just put banana in it. And I was like, this is going to be what sweetens it. And then like a little bit of stevia.
Yeah.
And because it called for a little bit of stevia. But yeah, it's tough. Because I mean, every time I travel, my skin will get weird. And even if I eat perfectly, like I ate perfectly this weekend and I still got a few spots on my forehead that will be gone by like tomorrow or the next day. But it's frustrating because we've talked about this before on the podcast, especially Kelsey and I, about being on planes all the time and how that really affects your skin, which is completely a thing. I Googled, why do I break out on airplanes this morning? And a bunch of stuff came up, which was very validating.
I cannot wait to hear this.
They actually use the term airplane acne.
Wow. I had no idea.
Fuck you, airplanes.
Wow.
God.
Yeah. Someone said they went to their dermatologist and just looked at their face and was like, oh, have you been traveling? And they were like, yeah.
Oh.
Which is crazy because if it's just like being in an airplane, like the air is so dry that if you have dry skin, it'll be even drier. And then oil can get trapped under dehydrated skin cells.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then if you're really oily, your skin increases its oil production to protect itself from the low humidity. So like no matter what, and this was on Marie Claire. It's by Lauren Valenti.
You're screwed either way.
You're screwed either way. And she was writing about this, that she said it gets way more complicated when you're traveling east to west. Especially if you're a woman, because you're crossing multiple time zones. And that means at a certain point, your internal clock has to reset, which is super stressful on your body and like cortisol and all that stuff.
Oh,
and, it also leaks a little bit of male hormone and androgen.
Yeah.
Yes. That's, I'd never heard of this, which is why I can't read it. But apparently it makes a big difference in women and like causes acne, which I didn't know any of that.
Oh man.
Isn't that crazy? Like
what
sucks so hard.
Yeah. What? That sucks, dude.
God damn it.
I know.
Fuck that.
But now,
another reason you guys need to stay home more.
I know, dude. Everybody get on the Patreon.
Yeah, please.
Please
help us stay here.
Skin.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been doing a skin mask every day I fly. So if I flew that day or the day before, I do a skin mask for like 20 minutes.
Has that been helping, you think, or preventing?
I think it has been helping. I do. But if I'm home for like 3-4 days, like last week I was home for like 3 or 4 days, and by the end of those days my skin looked great. I was like, oh my gosh, it's never gonna break out again. And then the minute I get on a plane, it just like all goes to shit. But yeah, I've been using these face masks. I don't know, Kelsey, if I had talked to you about it, if you had tried them, the Pacifica.
Yes, I've seen those. Yeah.
I love them. I think they're great. I saw some reviews where people said that they like burned, but I haven't experienced that. I mean, I think they're like tingly.
Where do you get them?
Whole Foods.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All natural type of stuff?
It says it's natural. This is what's in it. It's glycerin, which is vegetable, green tea, xanthan gum, leaf extract. The one I'm looking at is Stress Rehab, and it's coconut and caffeine facial mask, which is my favorite one.
Oh.
Coconut fruit extract. Chamomilla something, flower extract, citric acid, root extract. There's a few other things, but it seems pretty pretty natural. And again, I get it at Whole Foods. So I'm like, all right, if it's at Whole Foods, it can't be that bad. And I do feel like it makes a difference.
That's good. Yeah. I've never been somebody who can do face masks of any kind. No clay, no freaking lotion type of shit, no whatever the hell you just said. It breaks me out every time. Without fail, if I do a face mask, either several hours later or the next morning, it's completely broken out. So my skin is so sensitive. I can't get facials. I think I've talked about that a little bit on the podcast before. Can't do facials even if they're using all natural products.
Yeah.
Can't do any of it. So if this sounds like your skin at all, my advice to you would be to just like kind of like an elimination diet, but for your skin.
If less
you just
is kind more.
Of, yeah, less is more. Get back to basics. Get your diet under control. Like if you're really serious about clearing your skin up, stop the sugars and the cheeses and all the yeast stuff. For me, when I was eating vegan, my skin has never looked better because I'm not ingesting all those hormones in our meat, all that kind of stuff. So if you are a meat eater, get the stuff that is, like wild caught salmon and all the stuff that's more, whatever, free range, no hormone, organic, that kind of stuff. It makes a big difference because you're eating the hormones that are in the meat.
Yeah.
So that's double the hormones in your body.
Good point. I forget that. Sometimes I get lazy and cheap and I just see like the smaller price tag at Trader Joe's. I'm like, I'll just get this, but I forget that.
Yeah. So like stuff in there. The diet and then just like try to get back to basics with your skincare. Like we said, like, the honey's probably great on its own, but also the fact that we're not using some of the other products that have all kinds of stuff in them. I think it's just like eliminating things. It's a big minimalist way to do your skincare and stuff like that. Is just go back to basics.
Well, it's a little like playing Minesweeper with the ingredients, because if there's 50 things, you might like 49, like your skin might be okay with 49, but it just takes one to fuck everything up and you're not going to know in that list of 52 things.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I agree. I don't know so much if honey's like the best thing in the world I've ever tried or if it's just that I'm not using all this other shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just feeling like you are washing your face, but it's not doing anything. It's just the biggest conspiracy of all time.
It could be. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
But like, fuck, like you said, it would take so long to figure out which ingredient you're allergic to or not sitting well with.
Yeah.
It would take forever, and it would take several weeks or months at a time.
Yes.
So I don't know. I just like, I've really stopped kind of using, products. That goes for like my shampoos and all that stuff. I'm just trying to keep it real simple and just get the stuff at Trader Joe's. That's just like tea tree oil.
And whatever, what's that brand? I think it's like Bastille or something like that, where it's like Dr. something hemp soap. Have you seen that? Where it's at the Whole
Foods?
They
sell it at Trader Joe's.
Dr. Brommer's, I think, is what it is. It's like 10 in one. Like you can use this soap
as everything.
As everything. Toothpaste, shampoo, facial soap, laundry detergent. You can use it for you can use it for like everything.
Just water.
Yeah. It's hack of all trades.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty amazing. I think it's Dr. Brommer's.
Yeah. I use all natural detergent now. I get that like eco stuff. It's called Ecos, and there's another one that I like. I don't do any chemicals when it comes to laundry. I don't even do dryer sheets. You can get the little throw in like lavender bags that are all natural and stuff, but I just don't even do any of it because I just want it to be clean and basic and not even have a chance to have me break out into a rash of some kind. I'm a big rash breaker outer. Spent the day cleaning my house with some kind of a chemical product, like everything will be rashed up. So I stopped in college. I stopped buying any kind of household product. I buy all natural household products, stuff, because you don't think about this stuff when you're just kind of going through the motions about your day and you're spraying your mirror with something and you wipe it down and then you go off to the mall or whatever you're doing. You're not, and then you have the rash the next day. You're probably not thinking about the fact that you sprayed something all over your bathroom that's breaking you out into a rash. Like it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Environmental stuff.
Yeah, you gotta like really eliminate, like be really present about every single product that you are using in your house. Look at the ingredients, see what it is. Telling you, toilet bowl cleaner, any kind of things that you're using in the kitchen, the soaps, the dish detergents, look at that shit and make some changes, because all that stuff could be making you break out into, you know, arm rashes or leg or whatever. I remember scrubbing my carpet with something in college, and I was like getting on my hands and knees and like scrubbing a stain out, and I broke out completely all over my fucking body because from my leg then to my arm, and then I was touching my face after. Yeah, it's a fucking mess. So just be careful. That shit is no joke.
Dr. Bronner, sorry, B-R-O-N-N-E-R. It's pure Castile, C-A-S-T-I-L-E. Am I saying that right? Castile?
Yeah, they sell that at Trader Joe's. I've used it.
Yeah, it's the hemp soap. And it's like
a fan of
face. Really?
I wasn't a fan of it for, I think I tried it for shampoo and something else. I think it's good for soap.
Okay.
But I remember this pretty vividly that the, I don't know if it's still the case. It's been a couple years since I bought that. The label washes off in the shower. Like, they must be using really eco-friendly labels.
It says it's made with organic and certified fair trade ingredients, packaged in a 100% post-consumer recycled bottle.
So I just remember that label getting all over my shower, like the ink peeling off and washing off, and then my shower was like blue. So that's why I stopped buying it. I could just take off the label next time and just have it in my shower.
Yeah.
But I think I liked it for body wash, but I didn't really use it for anything else. I think it was the most successful for body wash.
You can use this for everything. That makes me nervous a little
yeah.
bit. But whatever. So did honey. I don't know. The two best things I've ever done for my skin is cut out dairy and not drink anything that isn't water or tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then drink. I try to drink like close to a gallon of water every day. And the days that I can't, because I'm flying or traveling or driving, I notice a difference in my skin like immediately.
Wow.
Because I didn't drink enough water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alcohol makes me break out real fast. That's definitely like a surefire thing for me, because it does dehydrate you. And it's just like, It's sugary. It's just toxic. I mean, you're just putting poison in your body.
Yeah.
But you're like, it's fun poison.
Yeah.
You look like shit for a while.
When
you were talking about like all the things that can randomly make you break out, you're not thinking of.
Yeah.
This has been a bummer for me to learn, but a lot of people have talked about how like scented candles can make people break out.
Oh, really? Man.
Because one of the ingredients that's like being burnt and going into your environment actually can affect like your hormones, and it can make people have like hormonal acne breakouts.
What?
I know.
What kind of scents? I need a list.
No, I think synthetic, unless it is like pure like natural oils. But I mean, all the shit I buy is always like Bath and Body Works candles or from Target or whatever. And
Yankee candles.
Yeah, I think Yankee candles too.
Soy candles?
What I don't think
natural?
That it's... I don't know if it's about like that being soy or coconut based or whatever, but it's like the actual scent.
Damn it.
That are going in. I read about that and I was like, oh that breaks my heart.
Essential oils are the way to go? Diffuser?
Yeah. Essential oils.
If you don't have pets.
Yeah. But essential oils I think are great.
I'm going to have to get rid of mine soon when we get our bulldog.
Your doggy.
Yeah. That'll be worth it.
A couple things I cannot recommend enough for, I think, pretty much everybody is getting some sort of retinol-based skin cream that changed my skin dramatically. I really love the brand SkinCeuticals. They've been said like by dermatologists to be one of the best ones out there. You can buy their stuff online or in certain like Blue Mercury. Have you guys seen those skincare stores?
I don't think so.
No, they have a few around LA. So retinol is a vitamin A derivative, and it makes your skin like kind of the best case scenario that it can be. It minimizes your pores. It minimizes fine lines and wrinkles, and it regenerates. It makes like your skin regenerate more quickly. Mm. So if you have a breakout, it like goes through it in a quicker way.
Is it like a spot treatment or is it everywhere?
No, it's all over. Like you use like a pea size amount
and
on
you
your
put
skin
it after
at night.
You like
right after you wash your face.
Okay.
So before moisturizer.
Oh, before the moisturizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can
before
like use
toner.
After toner, then like a treatment, then a moisturizer, and the SkinCeuticals one I have is so good. It's the retinol 1.0. They have a retinol 0.5, which is like a good one to start at and get your skin used to it. It does make your skin very sensitive to the sun, so like
wear
sunscreen.
Oh, is that what like Retin A is?
Yeah.
Retin A. I tried all that. It really dries me out.
Yeah, Retin A Micro is the prescription version, and it is very intense.
Okay.
But if you want like a more mild over-the-counter version, then they're making that now. So like SkinCeuticals, like I said, it has like it's combined with shea butter, so it's not as drying as Retin-A Micro. Also, I started using Curology, which would be really cool if they sponsored us at some point. It's basically like a customizable skincare service where they will make you a customized skin treatment cream. Cool. Where you take a quiz online, you say what your skin type is, what you struggle with, and then you get paired up with like a dermatologist, esthetician, basically.
Oh, that's really
cool. So they sent me a little concoction that has azelaic acid, I don't know how to say that, clindamycin and niacinamide, and those are all just like great power punchers for your skin, just like gives your skin this great boost. Should I say exactly what I mean? I know what these things are, I just have to read them. Niacinamide is a form of vitamin B3. Okay. So that's a good thing to put on your skin. Clindamycin is great for acne, especially azelaic acid.
Clindamycin and niacinamide.
That's great. Azelaic acid brightens the skin tone while visibly improving the evenness of skin texture and reducing the look of blemishes. Huh. So that's pretty cool. So Curology,
is this a cream or a wash? Face
wash? It's a cream.
Okay.
It's a cream. It's like a treatment serum.
That's cool. That's a smart idea for company shit.
Yeah.
Love all these customized companies. They're great.
I fell into like the Instagram ad trap where I was scrolling.
So far, like it?
I really like it so far. Yeah. So I recommend checking them out. Again, they're not a sponsor, but it'd be cool if they were at some point.
I think if anybody, skin issues affect most people, I would say in some way, shape or form at some point in their life. If you want to start like a Facebook thread in the group, I know we didn't cover like eczema and rosacea and psoriasis and all that stuff. We don't have any personal experiences with that, but please share what's helped you guys. We know how freaking such a bummer skin issues can be and how it can really affect your confidence and the way you feel about yourself. And if you have any recommendations for acne or anything else, please share with each other. We're always open to hearing ideas for, you know, our skincare routine, or if there's any like superfoods that we don't know about yet that are great for skin, or I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that sea buckthorn oil is really good.
Sea
buckthorn?
What?
Oil? I've been trying to incorporate that. Buckthorn oil? Yeah.
Never heard of it?
It's supposed to be amazing for your skin, but it's like naturally very red. And so you have to like dilute it with stuff. And anyway, you guys know I'm all into that witchcraft. I love finding out.
It does sound like a professor at Hogwarts. Professor C. Buckthorn will be teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts this year.
Oh my God, it does. I love how many Harry Potter references we had this episode. It feels right.
Good stuff. Oh, fish oil is, I've heard, is a good supplement to take for your skin.
Collagen.
The collagen stuff. Although, I don't know. I've put collagen powder in my smoothies and I don't think it sits well with me. So if you relate to any of my issues, I would be careful. For me, I got to be really careful about powders and stuff like that that are not just food.
Herbs. Like, well,
cacao powder and the collagen stuff, I don't think it's super great sitting with me. I really have to stick to like whole foods and just food only. I've been loving actually the Care of Vitamins that sponsored us. They have not made me feel sick or nauseous at all. And they must be really good quality, because a lot of the time vitamins will make me feel really sick.
Right.
So I haven't gotten any of that. So I've been keeping up with that, which I've been really enjoying. But
that's
supplements
awesome.
And stuff, you might, if you're like me, maybe just take a really small amount. Before you kind of incorporate it into your routine.
Test it out.
People heard about my maca powder extract.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Ugh. All right.
Yes.
Well, skin. What a bitch, isn't
what
it?
What a bitch.
Yeah. Ugh. But, post in our Facebook group. Let us know what you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
On iTunes, 5-star review, please. Write anything. Write nothing. Just 5 stars. So easy to do.
Yeah. We've got 2 weeks to the end of the year, and we're about to break 900. If we could get to 1,000, God, that'd be so cool.
Oh, it'd be so great. Oh, somebody wrote in about, remember we said if we can get to 1,000, we can do some kind of giveaway or something. They were like, signed merch would be great. So maybe, you know, if we get to 1,000 before the end of the year, maybe we'll send off like 3 nice gifts to people that are signed by us or something like that.
Yeah. We do like a raffle or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good incentives. Man.
And then as far as tour dates go, ttomcomedy.com for those. And I'm going to be at the Comedy Works South in Denver. at the Landmark. So not the one downtown, the other one. December 28th through the 31st. Three shows on New Year's Eve.
Sweet.
Nice.
Go see Taylor. There's a new episode of Rissa Fury out today. They had to push the release date back to today. So last week I was like, oh, there's a new one out. But it actually is coming out today. So head over to YouTube. It's the All Things Comedy YouTube channel. Check out Rissa Fury. I'm taping one with Taylor and Delaney tomorrow. We're very excited.
Yes.
So go check out my foosball web series.
And this is coming out the 17th?
Yes.
Okay. So my comedy special, Love It First Cousin, has been out for a week. Go check it out. DelaneyFisher.com. It's completely free. But donations are appreciated to go to all the production expenses. So if you feel like donating a dollar or two, that would be fantastic.
Do it.
Would be very nice. And then dicksbydelaney.com for all your dickware needs. you know, just make your friend into a dick.
That's awesome.
I'd be happy to help you do that.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Oh, we love you guys so much. To continue to support Self Helpless Podcast, go to selfhelplesspodcast.com for anything and everything you could want. We have our links to Patreon, merch, our individual websites, our Facebook group, Amazon link, full episodes, also our contact for our P.O. box and email. And you can follow Self Helpless Podcast on Instagram, as well as us individually. I am at T-Tom Comedy or Taylor Tomlinson, depending on if you're on Instagram or Twitter, ttomcomedy.com.
And I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, and kelseycook.com for tour dates.
And I'm at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Dicks by Delaney for some good old-fashioned dick stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Perfect. And you can also follow Self Helpless on Facebook.
Great. Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Yay, we love you.
Why won't it let me?